Welcome to this participatory podcast performance.
We want to invite you to hang your coat on the coat rack, but for this performance, you're welcome to keep your coat
on or off,
jump into your cozy pajamas, or step into your sneakers for a run.
All that is required of you is your imagination and your curiosity.
There will be occasional moments you are asked to follow our instructions. You may pause this recording at any time
and come back to us. We will still be here.
Grab the oldest book you can find. Give it a smell. That is the smell of the museum. Go into your bathroom and feel the tiles. That is what the floor feels like. Grab a water glass and run your fingers on it. That is what the cases that hold the animals feel like.
Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Close your eyes.
What do you see?
What do you see? This piece would take place in a natural history museum.
Any of them.
This piece was originally intended to be a site-specific dance performance for small audiences. Due to the coronavirus pandemic in 2020, our shows were canceled and will hopefully be rescheduled for the future. This audio experience is a complete reimagining of the live show. Our piece was created especially for the University of Iowa Museum of Natural History.
This particular museum is on land which was home to the Iowa and Otoe people. Today, the Red Earth people, the Meskwaki Nation, maintain their sovereignty on their land in the state of Iowa. This is the land between two rivers.
We are here in between these two
benches.
We are
here in between these two
buildings. In between two
buildings. In between two
buildings. In this city in between two rivers.
In this city in between two rivers.
We stand in the middle of two worlds.
In between two states,
between two states of being,
we are here
in the in-betweens.
Take a deep breath.
Close your eyes.
What do you see?
What do you see?
As you walk into the museum, you're greeted with a mammal hall sign and a hard wooden bench. As you continue through the museum, you will discover three more wooden benches. They're not exactly comfortable. In fact, there's not really a place one can get comfortable.
Thick doors lead into the hall. The weight of the doors feel like you have to soften your body into them for it to open. The doors and display cases are made of a similar, dark, rich, colored wood, like the richness of a chocolate mousse. The height and structure of the ceiling makes sound travel like in a colossal cave. As a voice rises in volume, the echoes increase. It always feels like you need to wear a second jacket. Placing bare skin on the floor is like dipping a toe in a chilled pool. Behind the glass, animals are placed. Some lounge, rest, frolic, or are on edge as if they were just pricked by a pin they can't find.
This tenderly balanced ecological system was demolished by the insertion of one wrong cog in the machinery of that system, and it was torn apart.
Pause here.
Hope, but I'm going to keep walking forward. And now this exhibit has a little hut.
Freeze your body in space. Imagine that it's no longer flesh and blood, but painted plaster. Your hair is nylon, and the plants around you are made of fabric and plastic. Don't move.
There's two people. Three people. There's two inside the hut and one outside. And there's trees.
This scene shows a group of my people living along the Iowa River during the fall of 1845.
Glue your feet into the floor. Try not to breathe.
There's a really cool cutout to my left as I walk towards the case with the clothing.
Hundreds of other Meskwaki were being captured by the army and forced to go to a reservation in Kansas because of the Treaty of 1842.
I don't know, are these instruments or tools?
The days of the week pass, but you're stuck here in time.
10 years after this scene took place, and after much hardship for my people, a law was passed that allowed the Meskwaki to buy land in Tama County.
Looks like some feathers and a bow.
Around you are many of our artifacts that were produced during the early days of the settlement period.
What questions are coming up for you? Hold on to them.
Unfreeze and breathe out.
Walk around the corner and make your way back to the bench at the entrance of the museum. Look underneath it and press the button to continue along on this wandering adventure.
Lion!
Hey everybody, if you didn't already know, my name is Jay. My charming smile and I will be your tour guide for this afternoon. Wait, hold on. There we go. Sorry, I had to move my blonde bangs out of the way. But as you can see, I'm sporting a blue polo and some choice beige slacks. Wow, you guys are like totally too Buffalo away. Why don't you come on over? I promise I won't bite, unlike some of my friends in here.
Rhinoceros!
It's radical so many of you came out today. Oh, shoot, look at the time. We better get prancing, or else we'll be hunt for lunch. Am I right? The best view of these guys is getting right up to the glass. It's really clear until your breath fogs it up. Ugh, that's the worst. But the hall I totally recommend is the moose section. Those guys are like so cool and like massive. Just remember, as you groove and jam down the hall, they're all watching.
There's little minor helmets to my left.
So the Iowa Hall.
Basically, I dig slots.
To my right. Sort of behind me and to my right.
So I think right when I walk in.
With a black nose.
And a black tongue. Some really, really pleasant
birds.
In historic context, Russell's Far North Expedition was part of a larger 19th century emphasis on museum-based expeditionary work. As this international movement concerned the early science of biology, extensive collections were required to describe and classify new species of plants and animals. A related development was the growth of museums to receive the influx of new specimens and to serve as centers for research.
Do you hear that? There are eyes everywhere. Take two steps away and look up. I'm wearing a black and gold threaded polyester suit with a magic
cape. Contrasted by my light beige pants that switch when I'm
white with collagen,
peering out at all of my other animals.
I'm unwrapping my arms from the eyes of my
gray
and
the
upper shoulder drawn up.
Eyes everywhere. You feel watched. Left to right, above and below.
Strapserini. Lemoridae proboscis. Haplori Cercopithecidae. Strapserini. Sepidae. Lemoridae. Hypolasis. Lemoridae proboscis. Ecus quadra. Cercopithecidae. Mononevus. Sepidae. Hypolasis, Calitrichidae, Atelidae, Aotidae, Pithecidae, Rhinocerotidae, Ecus quagga, Odonebus rosmarus.
Odovenus rosmarus.
My body is very still. I stand tall and vertical, perched on two high legs. My eyes are alert and shifting, right to the left, down, up, left, up, down, right, down, up, down, up, right, left, right, down, up, down, up, right, left, right, down, up, down, up. I'm wearing baby lavender pants and bright orange flare pants. But I'm using all my might on my mind to pretend colors are fading and softening and soft, dusty, dusty camouflage fur. I really, 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 really hope you don't see me. I'm taking little sips of breath,
little sips of breath in and out.
I'm still not moving. My calves are taut and elegant as if in high heels. My head is angled over my shoulder. My elbows are bent. My arms are protruded. My hands dangle. I look best in a three-quarter view. Three, two, one.
Do a jazz square as if you're taunting a gazelle in the distance.
Right foot front, left foot cross. Right foot back, left foot back. Right foot front, left foot cross. Right foot back, left foot back. Let's go. Right.
Hi there. Hey, no you. Look to your left.
Your other left.
By the giant door. Why, hello. It's me, Janet, an official Mammal Hall tour guide. I'm 5'2 with a jet black ponytail on the crown of my head. I'm wearing a navy blue polo and a green skirt with light gray thigh high socks and black ballet shoes. I'm so excited you're here. Most people won't stroll in until the afternoon. I love coming to the museum early in the morning. The sun just starts to rise above the horizon as I walk here. And everything is so quiet. The smell of dew is soft on the rim of my nostrils. The animal's eyes slowly open as their breath fills their body with each inhale. I will admit it can be a bit creepy in here all alone. But once the animals have warmed up to the fluorescent light, their presence becomes quite comforting, even magical.
Oh, hey, otters!
Good morning, otters. Look at how that one stands on his hind legs, sniffing up at us. Go ahead, say hello.
Skirt, lunge, crawl.
Did you see that? I swear that panda just winked at us. Good morning, honey. Good morning, otters. Look at how that one stands on his hind legs, sniffing up at us. Go ahead. Say hello.
Zebra. Rhino. Zebra.
Rhino.
Zebra busting at the seams.
Rhino.
Walrus.
Hoofed mammals, do what hoofed mammals do, why do love mammals? Pause for a second. Breathe. Feel the silence surrounding you. The history of the building whispering at you. Distant echoes from all the visitors who have been standing in this same spot that you are at right now. Now, press that blue button at your right.
Whales, like other mammals, are social animals. They live in groups and interact.
His mission was to collect specimens of the larger Arctic mammals, particularly musk oxen, for the Museum of Natural History.
What questions are coming up for you? Hold on to them.
Go for a walk around the room. Go for a little jog. Sprint. Run in place. Get out of breath. Breathe.
The specimen was collected by S.D. MacDonald on May 22, 1954, on Ellesmere Island, Nantucket, Canada. Adapted to the Arctic cold, these hares have shorter ears, legs, and small nose. Grand Canyon in the winter, the cougar, was given to the Museum of Natural History by Walter Nelson, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Predator Control, in 1955. Eastern Gray Squirrel. The fox, as well as the
How do you feel now? Are you out of breath? Feel the air moving in and out of your lungs. Now take your hand and touch the top of your head. Can you feel the mass of your skull? Now feel the bony quality of your elbows. And now your kneecaps. Imagine all of your skin and muscles suddenly get blown away with a gust of wind. Only your beautiful bones remain. What kind of shape does your skeleton want to make for this scene? Are there any other animal skeletons you'd like to add to your tableau? Now move the bones of your body to push the button on the wall to your right.
Hello, and welcome to the last part of your tour. My name is Jane, and yes, I too am wearing that lovely navy blue polo you've come to love. Please let me know if my dark blonde curly hair blocks you from seeing anything. Well, let's get on with the tour.
Alrighty, everyone. Make a circle. Come on. Now close your eyes. Just ignore the other people and pretend like you're alone. Close your eyes. Now count to three. One, two, three. Now open your eyes. Come on now. Do it with me. Open your eyes.
Blackout.
A single beam turns on. The suspended northern right whale is illuminated by this beam, and you are underneath its spine. Turning slowly in a circle, you see its expanse. It fills the bust-sized hole in the air above you. The flashlight beam draws the length of the whale from head to tail. The beam paints the whale's skeleton onto the ceiling, giving the jaw, ribs, vertebrae, scapula, and fin bones motion. Close your eyes. Pour organs, flesh, and blood into the rib cage. Give the skeleton massive muscles to heave it through water. Put on its dark gray blue skin. Close your eyes harder. It flies from the grips of the threads, spinning it to the ceiling, and lands in the ocean. See it move through the water. See it. Let out all of the air from your lungs and open your eyes and point them upward. The flashlight is off, so no longer the whale is seen or moves. It is tethered to the ceiling. The whale sings a song in the darkness, a lonely song that only another whale could understand. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. The lights are on.
The lights are on.
The flashing has stopped. The humans are behind the glass.
The animals are watching.
Parading around the humans.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Breathe in.
Breathe in.
Breathe in.
Breathe out.
Breathe out.
And out.
Breathe out.
Imagine being watched, not seen. Confined.
Confined.
And a stamp of history.
Breathe in.
And breathe out.
Now remind
yourself. You live in a world
where you are permitted to grow and evolve as time passes. You are living history.
You are living history.
Huh.
And what are you going to do about it?
So what are you going to do with that?
Here is the sound of a right whale herd recorded through an underwater microphone.
Venus, Rosmarus.
Mammals in Captivity was directed by Stephanie Miracle in collaboration with
Ramin Roshandel,
Michael Landes,
Mariana Tejeda.
This piece was performed and co-created by
Alyssa Simpson,
Anna Watowska,
Bennett Cullen,
Julia Miller,
Danica Clayton,
Jenny Fairman,
Sabrina Duke.
We want to acknowledge original cast members Layla Franklin, Hunter Glenn, and Dorothy Yu. Thank you to the University of Iowa Museum of Natural History and Pentacrest Museum staff, Liz Crooks, Jessica Smith, Cindy Opitz, Sharina Ari, and Elizabeth Fouts, as well as the University of Iowa Department of Dance.
Thank you for participating in this podcast performance.
If you hung your coat up, remember to take it on your way out.
We hope you enjoyed your tour,
and we hope to see you again sometime soon.
Let me go.